Close your eyes. Melt into my words. Let my words take you on a journey. You're walking in the dark, down a quiet street. No cars or people, just streetlights dotted out into the distance, lighting the path, but only dimly, without any noise. You can feel a cool breeze brushing across your face, every step echoing in your mind. You can feel this darkness enveloping you. A scent passes by your nose. It's almost a tease. Your nose recognizes this scent as arousal. Pure arousal in scent form. It's not pheromones. It's like someone knows the scent that turns you on the most and created a perfume of it. It just wafts by your nose. You find yourself turning towards the scent, following the scent as it's drifting on the breeze. You turn to your left, down a dark alleyway. The darkness that has been surrounding you closes around you even closer with each step into the alley. It's almost suffocating. If it wasn't for the sweet smell filling your nose, making your arousal pulse in your core. The first step down this alleyway pulls you in closer. It's like each step deeper draws you in closer, making it harder to leave on your own. Step two, you can feel your body becoming weaker, the scent calling to you. Step three, you are starting to hear my voice even stronger in your mind. Step four, you can feel the darkness closing in closer. It's no longer suffocating, but comfortable. Step five, you feel all the more comfortable. Each step, each word, making you feel all the better. Step six, even deeper in the darkness, and even deeper in this trance. Step seven, you feel yourself sinking even deeper to these words. Step eight, you don't even want to pull yourself away. Step nine, you feel the arousal pulling you down deeper. Step 10, feel that arousal building up in you. It's so easy to follow the scent and to follow the sensual, sexy voice drawing you in. Oh, you know this voice, don't you, pet? This voice calls to you in your mind, in your dreams, and draws you deeper. Every moment calls you deep into your desire. Mind me, slave. and let my words sink even deeper as I stand before you, clad in darkness, my eyes glowing red, my white teeth shining in the darkness, pale skin illuminated by the small amount of moonlight pouring in. My mouth flashes in the light, finding its way to your neck, pressing my body to yours. You feel the flutter of fear from how fast I move, the sharpness of my teeth frightening you, but also exciting you. Feeling my teeth brushing against your neck, as my body is pressed firmly against yours, you smell that scent surrounding you, your arousal building as my body adjusts, sliding between your thighs, my breasts pressing against your chest, as my tongue flicks across your neck. I pull my lips from your neck to face you, my red eyes pulsing with light, changing from red to purple, the colors swirling and pulsing like a spiral drawing you in, as my words whisper in your ear, drawing you ever deeper. My lips aren't moving, but my words pour into your mind. Mind me, slave. Edge pet. Feel how sensitive your body is as my hands slide over your body, drawing you ever closer to your orgasm. Feel as my lips fall back to your neck. My mouth goes back to your neck, teeth scraping against your throat. But that sensitive, sensual pleasure fills you as my teeth scrape you. My tongue swirls over your skin, my hands scratching over your stomach, pulling your shirt over your head, revealing your body to me. I scoop you up in my arms, the darkness of the alleyway slowly slipping away as you hear my whisper in your mind. This is not the place to take one as perfect as you, my pet. You shall be mine forever. The scenery changes in what seems like moments, and you are surrounded by that sexy, sensual scent. It seems the air is just made of that smell, and the room you're in is colored a dark crimson red. The floors and walls are all that dark color. The chairs and bed set up in this room have a dark woodwork with the same red on the cushions and bedding. Curtains covering the dark windows are thick and velvet red. They were closed, though you're almost positive that you came in through that window. The soft red carpet feels soft against your somehow bare feet. You walk across the carpet to the bed, every step taking you even deeper into this sweet trance. The scent of the room drawing your arousal to even greater heights. Feeling yourself drawn up to an edge just from the smell filling the room. I push you down onto the bed, the lights in the room just soft flickering candles, but enough to give you a view of me. I am everything you dreamed I'd be. My body, my hair, every inch of me straight from your fantasies. As I lean down to kiss you, my lips brushing yours, your body feeling even more sensitive, my hands spreading yours, making you spread out before me. I nibble your neck and down your chest, scraping my teeth over your nipples as my tongue teases across your breasts, nibbling at the sensitive flesh, licking and sucking at each nipple, taking my time at your breasts before sliding down your body, my tongue slipping into your belly button before sliding over your stomach, my hands scratch up your inner thighs, my nails leaving little trails from how sharp they are. You're not bleeding, but you can definitely feel my touch. My tongue and my teeth skim along the outer edge of your pubic area, teasing just around your most sensitive sex. My tongue drags up across your thighs, your body even more sensitive and spread out. You can feel every scrape of my teeth and the soft brush of my tongue as I lick up across your inner thighs, following the trails of my nails to your sweet sex. Starting at your clit, swirling my tongue over the small bud as my hands brush across your wet slit, slipping inside just slightly as I suck gently on your clit. I moan, my tongue vibrating on the sensitive knot of flesh as I slip my fingers even deeper, sliding my tongue over your folds before coming back to your clit, my tongue swirling over the nub, teasing it gently with the tip of my tongue, my eyes looking up into yours, swirling with more of that red and purple, flashing as I draw you deeper into my power. The scent in the room rising, filling your lungs with even more of that arousing smell. Your lungs burning with each breath in, fueling the desire between your legs. Every lick and thrust from my mouth and fingers drives you wild, drawing you deeper into this frenzied passion, but finding yourself unable to move as I lick and fuck and tease you to my heart's content. I slide my body slowly up across yours, my breasts dragging across your legs and up your stomach. I press my breasts against yours and start grinding my pelvis against yours, my breasts rubbing over yours, and my mouth meeting yours, my tongue slowly teasing your tongue, aphrodisiac seeming to pour from my spit, and drawing you ever closer to your edge. Your release so close, you can taste it. I slide my breasts over yours, becoming slick with their own aphrodisiac. My breasts the perfect size to make you feel so good. Sliding my nipples against yours, firmly but not too hard, as my tongue caresses and twines with yours. My leg teasing your wet sex, as my leg slides over you, I moan. Into your mouth, your edge hits against my thigh, so I slow down, letting out a soft purr. As I lick back down your body, sucking your nipples, my tongue teasing over the sensitive flesh, as I suck you harder, moving further down your body, drawing you up to your peak again. The edge is just driving you wild. My lips are soft as they kiss slowly down your body. My tongue licking and teasing you as I reach your clit, sucking it gently, rubbing you up to that edge, your body thrashing against your bonds as my tongue works its magic. You're so close. You can feel your stomach tighten and your inner muscles clench. But right before you release, I pull away again. I slide up your body, grinding my wet cunt over your pussy. You arch up against me. My pussy slides against you, slowly changing to fill you. A hard shaft protruding between my thighs and grinding against your sex without slipping inside. The arousing scent in the air growing as my arousal is more noticeable. I purr softly as I grind against your wet pussy, sliding slowly inside, my cock filling your pussy perfectly. You can feel my every pulse of my cock filling you. It fits inside you and fills you in the best way possible. You are mine, I whisper against your ear. I bite your ear gently as I ride you, sliding slowly in and out of your pussy, moaning against your ear. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, yes. But no coming for you. Not yet. You're locked. Oh, until I give permission. Oh. I whimper against your ear and ride you just a little faster, in and out. Oh, yes. In and out. So good. Fuck, I'm close. You can feel my muscles pulsing inside you as I grind my cock deeper inside you. I gasp and whimper against your ear. panting and moaning. I'm so close. So close. My back arches and presses my chest tight to yours. I scream in pleasure, and you feel my muscles pulse in waves inside your pussy. You know it would be so easy to come right now. You're edging so hard, aren't you? Feeling my cock pulsing in your pussy. It's perfect, but it could be even better. As I finish my orgasm, I kiss down your body, moaning as my teeth scratch your body, my tongue teasing your sensitive flesh. I moan as I lick your clit, and then dive my tongue deep into your pussy, taking my flavor back into my mouth, my eyes on you, as I suck the cum out of your pussy, diving my tongue and fingers back into you. I pull away with a panting breath as I say, "Obey and come for me." I finger you and lick you, working passionately at your pussy, moaning as my tongue slides inside you, tasting you eagerly, my mouth and fingers fucking you fast and desperately. My tongue teases up to your clit as I lick and suck it gently, continuing to finger your G-spot, working hard for your orgasm, wanting to feel you spasm for me, eyes watching your face for the absolute moment of bliss, licking and sucking your clit, my fingers fucking your pussy as I watch you fall over the edge. I pull my mouth away, keeping my fingers going, as you work up to another orgasm, my tongue licking over your inner thigh, finding your femoral artery, and letting my tongue trace along it to the most sensitive point. My fangs slowly sink in, and you feel the orgasmic pleasure fill you again. The first orgasm was merely a lead-in to this incredible pleasure. Your body thrashing and writhing as your back arches in another incredibly pleasurable orgasm. I suck your blood from your veins, drawing the sweet nectar into me to give me life, and the pleasure from drinking your blood seems to give you more pleasure than my mouth or fingers in your pussy. I pull and suck harder, draining more from you and filling myself, moaning as I pull my fangs from your thigh and lick over the wound. You feel more drained, but filled with more pleasure, my tongue licking your pussy as I make my way back up your body. I grab your wrists so you feel your binds cut. As I kiss your neck, I grind my now wet pussy against yours as I purr, obey, and come hard. Had the feeding not brought you to release, my words would, and as you come, you know you belong to me. I nibble at your ear and grind against you, pulling away from you slowly. You feel the whole scenery change, your mind fuzzy, and your body blissfully empty. But you are back alone on the street. 10 steps till you make it home. Each step drawing you closer to home and further out of this blissful haze. 1. You begin to feel the scent leaving your nose. 2. Your body begins to feel the tension coming back into the muscles. 3. You can feel your mind freeing from the haze. 4. You are able to move a bit more freely of your own accord. 5. You are able to think easier. 6. You are only steps away from home and freedom. 7. The feeling of the vampire is becoming only a memory. 8. You can feel your mind coming clear from her magic. 9. You are on your front porch now. And 10. Wake up.